I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. The 2019 Georgia legislative session is in the books. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports on the 14-hour final day.
This house is adjourned. Sign it out.
As Tuesday turned to Wednesday, members of the House and Senate finished their 40 days of lawmaking with flying papers and cheers. During the marathon sign-and-die session, a flood of bills made it to Governor Brian Kemp's desk, like requiring law enforcement to hold rape kits longer, raising the marriage age to 17, and expanding internet access in rural Georgia. But several measures fell by the wayside. A proposal to have the state take over Atlanta's airport didn't make it, but neither did a tax break for airlines using jet fuel. Never fear. It's the first session in a biennial, so anything that did not pass this year is still alive for next January's session. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler at the Capitol.
Local film and television workers joined actress Alyssa Milano in calling for a veto of Georgia's recently passed abortion bill. Speaking at the Capitol Tuesday, Milano pushed for a boycott by entertainment companies if a bill that would ban most abortions after 6 weeks was signed into law by the governor. Phoebe Brown owns a prop rental house. She says if the industry leaves, her business would suffer.
We have a 15,000 square foot warehouse that we rent that we, pay rent to a Georgia landlord for, and the overhead alone, we wouldn't be able to make it.
Kemp pledged to pass the toughest abortion law in the country on the campaign trail and is expected to sign HB 481. The ACLU of Georgia says it plans to sue. A Republican state lawmaker has filed legislation that would create a state ethics board for journalists. The AJC reports the measure introduced yesterday will be addressed in the next legislative session in January. The proposal would authorize an independent board to establish ethical standards and sanction media members who violate them. Richard Griffiths, the president of the Georgia First Amendment Foundation, says the Constitution prohibits the creation of laws that abridge the freedom of the press. The Georgia House of Representatives passed a resolution opposing offshore drilling yesterday. The Savannah Morning News reports the measure made it past several setbacks to reach a floor vote on the last day of the legislative session, and it passed 125-36. The resolution rejects both offshore drilling and the controversial practice of seismic air gun testing to look for oil. It cites a need to protect Georgia's fishing and coastal tourism industries, as well as salt marshes and marine mammals. The proposed oil exploration would happen in federal waters outside the state's jurisdiction, so the resolution is mainly symbolic. Governor Brian Kemp has also said he opposes drilling off the Georgia coast. The National Park Service is looking for public input on a plan for managing visitors' use of Cumberland Island. The Brunswick News reports the goal is to provide opportunities for visitors while also protecting the barrier island. Much of Cumberland is a federally designated wilderness. The island is mostly undeveloped. Two meetings are scheduled next week, one in St. Mary's and one in Atlanta. The Park Service is also accepting written comments online. And in sports, the Augusta National Women's Amateur Tournament begins today. 72 players from around the world earn spots by winning other prestigious tournaments, including the U.S. Women's Amateur, the British Open Amateur, and the Women's Open Asia Pacific. The first two rounds will be played at the Champions Retreat, a golf course in suburban Augusta. Saturday's final round, which will feature the players with the top 30 scores after the first two rounds, will be played at Augusta National, home of the Masters. It will mark the first time women have played in a tournament on the Augusta National Golf Course. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.